יש, יש.
יש לנו שיעור, אצלנו זה שיפור, ללמוד ולפתוח את הלב ואת המוח.
שיעור שכולו שמחה, עם משחקים, תיאטרון ושירה.
Love, what is love? Love is the purpose of creation. It says, love thy neighbor as thyself. This is what we all should come to. And to come to this, we have to, during our lives, our entire lives, we have to organize our lives. But it's not enough to attain the purpose of creation. What do we need? Scream it out. A teacher, a group, and books. What else? Study. Ego, the ego, excellent. Desire. What else? Lacking. What? Pleasure, point in the heart. Excellent. What else? Annulling myself before others. Arvut, mutual guarantee. Armakiv, the surrounding light, the environment, excellent. All these things we need. All these things, they all have to be in our code of conduct. If we organize everything correctly, just like on a train, for example, you go into a train and you ride on the correct path until you reach your goal. So, first of all, we have to organize this environment, right? Just like what we studied about the freedom of choice. What are we free to choose? We are free to choose our environment. And the environment we build through this code of conduct. It's a set of rules that Kabbalists left for us. So what are the rules that are in them? Because this is how we want to create our school according to these rules, because the school is going to be a wrapping, an environment where we're going to live for a number of years, and then we're going to advance in the goal of our lives. So according to what code of conduct are we building the school, so that this code of conduct is based on all the advice of Kabbalists, who are the basis of everything for us. So, what did you guys choose? Yes. We can't hear you. Yes. Give me the microphone. What happened here? Oh, I don't know what's happening here. I don't know. Give her a different microphone. What happened? Give the microphone to Gilad. Ask him to take care of it. Okay, yes. I chose to have teachers that I... Oh, I chose the teachers that I want to teach. Can I read it? Niv Navon, Dani Gilboa, Omer, Shlomo Jurev, Meir Levi, Agam Bar Yehuda, Sasha Dmitrov, and Oren Leibovich. What about me, Rav says? You are the main one, mainly you. Mainly me, okay. But I'm not on the list. And then the lessons that I want to have are gym, drawing, math. Is this according to their importance? No. Science or botanics. Society and all sorts of other ones. What's the have? It's like teaching you how to be careful on the roads. It's a... Okay, what about classes that I want? I want to have checkmate, I want to have chess, swimming, cooking, drama, theater, and soccer for the boys, and a few other ones. She said everything correctly. Anyone wants to add? Or else we're going to take this to be our base. Yes. I organize things according to the order that I think it should have. So I didn't say day one, day two. I just had a general day. 8 to 10, we're going to have subjects that are a must, English and math. And then from 10 to 10, 10, break. From 10 to 11:30, lesson, then a break. Then from 1, what? So shouldn't you have important lesson in the beginning? Yes, yeah, so you can be awake. From 1 to 2, lunch. 1 hour for lunch. It takes me 5 minutes in school. And from 2 to 3, a Kabbalah lesson. Again, lots of Kabbalah lessons. So before the meal and after the meal. From 3 to 4:30, gym. Then from 4:30 to 5, break. And from 5 to 6, we're going to have different classes. And on Fridays, trips and pool. So you have the important classes, the classes that you have to take are only a few hours, the obligatory classes. Yes. He wants to play lots, huh? Kabbalah and games. I can't hear you. What's happening with the microphone? Try again. I wanted to add to the teachers that who I think should teach subjects. So Niv should teach math. Shlomo Jurayev, gym. Meir Levy, gym. Agam, science. Sasha Demidov, theater. Oren Leibovich is also drama and theater. And the food that I want there to have is that each class will think about the food that they want, and every month you're going to have a different food. And the whole month you're going to eat the same thing? Yes. We can suffer through a month. So do you eat the same thing for a whole month at home? Sometimes. And I also have an idea that after every lesson, we should read an article to concentrate our thoughts. Excellent. So before the lesson, we have to build our intentions to think about what intention do we start a lesson with. So what about intentions? What do you want to tell me? Why am I studying? So why am I studying? Why am I going into a lesson? To study, to receive makif, surrounding light. Okay, anyone else? Why do we study? What's happening with you today? Yes. To know and then to disseminate it. Okay. When we'll know, we'll disseminate. That's right. So this is during the lesson. What about in the middle of the lesson? Should we still remember our intention? Yes. How are we going to do this? Baruch. You can say in the middle of the lesson, and now a song. And then through the song, we unite our intentions, and then we continue. Yeah, you can do that. What else? We can also have a ring in the middle of the class. A buzz, and then, okay, and then we remember what everything is all about. Okay, we should have a unity class. A unity class, how? For example, we invent a GAN, where the purpose of the GAN is not to win, but to unite. Or a song, oh, good. At the back, maybe someone here. I think that we don't have to remind the children in the middle of the lesson, but if something happens and everyone starts forgetting and starts going crazy and start fighting, then we should remind them. I think that will be more important. Oh, don't worry, we'll talk about that as well, fights and so on. Okay, please. Every week we should write a song together. Oh, that's excellent. This is good. Give him the microphone. Yes. I thought about the things that we're going to have in the school. Soccer for boys, dancing for boys and girls, as well as swimming, theater, gym, ballet, art. And then I thought that each class should choose food for an entire week. And then there should be an anthem for each class. Oh, each class. That's a good idea. Who will write this? And then, like what Yanni said, if kids are fighting, then we're going to have a place where the children find out what happened and what was the problem. So a place of justice. Yes, please. I wanted to add to what Maya said before. Every week we should write a song, and when children will stop behaving themselves and if they forget why they're in the school, they should sing the song. Okay, that's nice. Yehi. Can I say the schedule that I prepared? Yes. On Sunday? No, not Sunday. Give me one day, just any day. Okay, let's say Sunday or Monday. Math, gym, music, art, math, Kabbalah. And that's it. Okay. Yes, please. An hour of reading. What do you mean by that? So there's an hour where you sit and read in the library. Each person reads on their own or together, everyone together? It depends. Okay. And at the back. I want to say something about this law or trial. I think that we should separate children from grade 1 to grade 6, because if a child in grade 1 is being judged, he's not going to understand right away. You're right, but this judgment, this trial, place for trial, it's not going to be a simple one. We're going to have to sit with their friend and explain things and see if this was done on purpose or not. Maybe he didn't do it on purpose. And then everyone will discuss this. And we have to understand that if we are all in one circle, in one place, how can it be that someone is causing harm? It's our fault that he caused harm, because we're probably influencing him badly. So instead of judging him and giving him a punishment, we should give ourselves a punishment, because it's probably our fault that we didn't love him enough and didn't bring him closer to us, because he's our friend and we weren't influencing him with good thoughts and good things. So this court, it's not just a court. Stand in the corner or go bring your parents, or I don't know what other punishments are there in school. A letter to your parents, or go to a different school, or go home. So what do you guys think? What punishments can we have? Yes. You can go to the principal, send him to the principal and wait until the teacher comes. And that way the teacher will come to the principal with this child who did something bad or hit someone. And then the principal. Okay, what else? we should give them a mission, something that they have to do together in cooperation. Okay, what else? What do you think? Someone new that didn't participate yet? Yes. I think that the children have to go to the side or to a special room where these children can calm down and think about what they did and then write down on a piece of paper everything that happened so they can see what they did badly. This is good. The truth is that to write things down of everything that happened, it helps the person to understand what happened. Yes, I think that you should go to the principal as well, but so that the principal is not someone who gives punishments. It's someone who is like an advisor, someone you can talk to and tell him what happened, and then he'll help you what you did to find out what you did wrong and what you can correct. Okay, so you agree that the children will judge other children? Yes, no. Who says no? Put your hand up. Why not? I can't. What? I don't believe my friends? I don't believe that they're educated enough and they love me enough and they're loyal to me that they can judge me? And what if it's a number of friends who are judging me? Why not? Why should a principal? Why should I trust a principal and not my friends? Yes, it's fine. Because if it's a friend who's really good, he can also tell a lie. Oh, but this will be a lie. But we're not what will build our school based on such values? Well, the science said is not right because we said that we're going to choose children who are judges. And people who will judge not according to their friendships. So children who are disconnected from everything but the truth, and so that they don't take bribes. What can be a bribe in a school? Chocolate. Okay, very well. Give her the microphone. Give the microphone to Baruch for now. I wanted to say that a child can judge another because I'm actually speaking from experience. In the camp that we had last year, there was a girl who did something bad, and she knew that it was her who did it, and everyone knew that she did it. So everyone jumped on her and, you know, talked and stuff, and then I came and asked what happened, and she screamed at me, "Leave me alone," and she was actually even angrier. Yes, but we're saying that there's going to be a special room for a court. It's not going to be a court. There, it's going to be a place where we clarify what else do we have to do to be in connection, in unity. It's a room of unity where we correct our ego to be united. Don't call it a court. It's not good. Yes, Baruch. About this court, I would actually suggest that the children will judge children because I know from experience about a boy, it doesn't matter who he is, but the biggest punishment is that the group doesn't accept, the society doesn't accept the person. So we have to create laws that if he moves, that's it. And he has to move according to these laws. If not, then he goes to court and he says what he did. And he sees the pressure that comes from the environment that where we really want this code of conduct of ours to work. So this means that we have to really keep these sets of this set of rules and our attitude towards friends who are good or bad all the time. So this code of conduct is not just something that we use in the courtroom. It is something that we always keep. We keep the connection between us, the right relationship between us, and we're always in our inner work with our ego. We're questioning, are we treating everyone equally? Am I rising above my ego? Is that right? And this is how you have to do it all the time. Yes. You said that we have to be in a joint environment, right? So, oh, but it's according to class. But I think that it's very hard to be a person where if it's someone who's... you can't judge someone who is a good friend of yours. I think that we should take children who are older by a grade. Because it's, you know, if it's my friend that I'm judging according to my emotions, it's very hard to control it. That's the whole point of the correction, that I am treating my friend who I love so much, I'm treating them without being dependent on them, because I want to correct. I want to correct him, and I want him to learn and correct himself, because we want to climb together, and I don't care that I'm losing something. What we earn is that we connect and we climb together. And it's not that, I'll punish him and he's not going to talk to me. We want to show to each other that together with the fact that I love him, I can still be truthful, really true. That's the number one thing. Therefore, this entire judgment or court, first of all, we're judging ourselves. I'm judging myself. Am I truthful? Have I been bribed? Am I really doing it for the sake of our common spiritual advancement? Are we truly connecting together? And I want him to feel that I'm only coming, I'm treating him only from this point. I can't treat him in any other way. I can't, because otherwise it's not worth it for us to open a school and do all these things. We have to create a completely new environment there. Is this understood? Yes. I think that this court will create a bad environment, because a court, it brings a social pressure on the children, because then it brings in fights and so on. But I'm telling you that we won't have fights. What are we reading in the articles about the society by Rabash? It says that we have to treat everyone as the greatest of his generation, that you have to make yourself small. You have to annul yourself before the society and accept the opinion of the society. I have to see everyone else as greater than me. And it's not that there is pride or some power struggle and every person starts doing different things. No. We have to reach a point where each and every one of us connects with his friends. We have to see others as the greatest, and he'll see you as the greatest, and this is how we connect. This is a very, very, it's a thing that's not simple at all, and these are completely different rules than the rules that we have today in the schools that you study in. Yes, at the back. But how is it possible if you're saying that we're judging each other differently? We are judging each other so that we can be together. This is the point of the court. But still, it's not judging only based on what his eyes can see. No, you have to rise above this. Judgment will run after judgment. I have to rise above all of my self-interest. I have to disconnect from it. I have to be like an angel, a force, because otherwise it's not a judge. Who is ready for this? Put your hands up. Oh, all of you guys are angels. so then everything is okay. We'll succeed. If each of you thinks that they can rise above their ego, then we'll be successful. Okay. Yes. I think that before this court, we can have a room that's called friends, and let's say if two people are fighting, we put them into this room right away, and time will do what it will, and then they won't fight. Okay, so now we talked about the meals, about the studies, about the classes, the extra classes, the breaks. I understand what you want. We talked about our court a little bit. We'll talk about it some more. How do we make an internal correction? Did you guys talk about this? Did you prepare yourselves for it? It says that on the sheet. How do we make sure, how do we keep the right environment inside the lesson? We should have the right atmosphere in the lesson. We have to have, we have to study through games, and we have to remind the goal a few times during the lesson. We have to remind her what our goal is. It's right. First of all, listen to what she said. This is what she said. She said that we have to hold the lesson through games. And a game is when we all play together in a circle. You don't sit like you're sitting right now, but we're sitting equally to each other in a circle. And the entire lesson is going, is taught through conversation. Each person is asking, another one is answering, and this is how we'll talk about the subject of the lesson. And in this way, we're actually discussing the topic. We're studying it out of the opinions of every friend, and then he hears something from the teacher, from a friend, and he talks about it as well, and this is how we learn. And how will we know if someone knows the answer or not? In this way, if we're all talking, will we have grades for each person or no? No. So if we won't have grades for each person, how will we know? Let's say Shlomo is sitting and he's lazy and he says yes all the time, but he doesn't know anything and can't hear anything. So how will we know if he knows anything, if we won't call him out to come to the board and answer? Yes. I think that it's not true that we shouldn't judge children according to grades. A child gets his report card and he's used to getting good marks. And then suddenly he goes to another school and it's hard for him to get along with the new environment. So you're saying that no exams, no grades. I agree with you, but how will we know that the children understand the material? Will each have his own time to talk or what? Yes, please. The teacher sees that someone is not listening and says yes all the time, but actually he doesn't understand, then he should ask him questions, and if he doesn't know, then he should explain the material to him again and then call him out to explain the material himself in front of the whole class. What else do you guys think? I think that, for example, if a teacher is asking a question, then a child who never puts his hand up, then it means that he doesn't know anything. Okay, but how will we teach him? How will we make him do something? I think that to actually find out if he knows something or not, we don't have to have tests. We can just have questions. And then essentially, you don't know what grade you got, but whoever tested you, asked you the questions, will know. So you mean that we should have questions written on a piece of paper and then each person will answer. But it's going to be just like a test. And you guys don't want to have tests. Yes, please. I think that if a child is bad in school, then he knows he stayed in school, and if he needs help, then he can tell the teacher. Because each person knows if he's good in something or bad in something, if he understands or not. Okay, maybe we'll give a group mark to the entire group. So when you act together, and then you will really have to check who understands and who doesn't. Yes? And how we will help our friends in this way? Let's say that you have to make sure that everyone knows the material. How will you check this? Yes? I wanted to say something about the tests, but quickly. It doesn't make any sense for not to have any tests. Okay, we heard you. Let's say every day we'll have every few minutes, the teacher will ask a question, and when he asks a question, then according to the order of the circle, we'll have answers. You know what? I still see that it's not clear, and write these answers at home. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yes. I wanted to add, maybe we should have a worksheet instead of a test about a worksheet about the material that we studied. And then in the end, the teacher will ask what the children answered, and if they didn't, she'll correct them. So the class will check together. Okay, so we talked about our court. We talked about the order of the day, the schedule. We talked about how we will have the lessons. What else did we talk about? The food, that we'll have new food every week. What else? Come on. We have a drawing from David, who is 6 years old from Boston. Oh. He says, this is our school. Excellent. Great job. And what didn't we talk about yet? The set of rules, the code of conduct we talked about. Teachers, yeah, you also told me. What rooms? I couldn't hear you. For example, if someone was insulted or something like that, then he can go to a room where he can calm down, or he can hit some doll or something, take all his anger out, jump around. And there should be a room, for a computer room, but not a computer room for games, a computer room for dissemination. Oh, of course we'll have that. Okay, fine. Who else that didn't participate yet? Maybe we can have 1 hour a day or a week. Then a friend teaches a friend. I think that you will study like this all the time. The teacher will be there just to throw in new material, and then after that you're going to be cooking in it, and then you check what each student understands. This is what I think will happen. It will be that friends will teach other friends, and this will happen every day during every lesson. You will take care of yourselves on your own. Yes. But what you just said, we should lock the room when someone is in this room. We should, this child should have a key and he can lock it so that other kids won't make fun of him. Okay, we'll do that. She's shy. Did you participate? Who still didn't participate? Everyone did. At the back, maybe? Can we have a class for music? A music class? Yes, maybe. We already talked about it. Maybe we can all write an article together. Yes, we'll have that as well. We'll have an hour of writing. You'll learn how to write articles. What else? I wanted to talk about the code of conduct. Okay. Gym, English, Kabbalah lesson, an hour for reading, swimming. Okay. Excellent. The small child. Math, science, English, Hebrew, food, and swimming. Okay, excellent. So what time will we study till? Children. Till 5. We'll have 3 groups. So one group is going to study until 4. That's a long time. Till 2. Shh. Be quiet. So the first class group will study till 2, the second group till 4, and the other group till 6. Now, we didn't say what time we're waking up. 7 or 8? 8. 7, 8. Okay, fine. Let's say shh. So from 8 to 2, the first group, the second group is till 4, the third group is till 6. We talked about the code of conduct, the food, the court, and we said that everyone is responsible for the other. Is that right? So what if a child did something bad and he is in a group, in a society, he's connected to everyone? So, can we punish the entire society? No, why not? If we're all supporting each other, then why not? Why should only he be punished? Maybe they didn't take care of him, and that's why he's acting this way. I think that yes, because it's a responsibility of the entire group to be together, and each child is responsible for the other child. Okay, and what do the boys think? I think so too, because just like making a hole in the boat, because everyone's drowning. Excellent. Did you hear that? He said a very, very good principle. This is how we have to remember all the examples, all the principles of Kabbalah, and according to that, write a code of conduct. Okay. And what? Who else? The boy at the back. On the ground, I want to say 2 things. One is about the fact that the whole group should be punished because if someone did something bad, it's because the group influenced him to do something bad. Or it didn't influence him enough, good enough. And each child doesn't want the whole environment, the whole group to be mad at him. And something else that I wanted to say. For example, inviting children to talk in front of the board or something like that. I don't think that we should do that because it takes the concentration off the group and everyone's paying attention to one child. Okay, so but how do we, what do we do for the group to take care of the child? Think about it at home. Okay, you. I don't think so because if someone caused something, he should be punished. But if the children will be threatened. He will be threatened because all the kids will want to go fight with him. Excellent. So then he won't want to do that. Imagine if you did something bad right now and the entire group is getting a punishment because of you. And now you're waiting until lunchtime, and you're scared. What are they going to do to me? Is that right? So, this is very good. It teaches you that you shouldn't be acting like that. And if we want to do that, then everyone will do whatever he wants. He has to feel that if he is causing something, some damage, then he's causing damage to everyone. How can we do this? How else? And I want everyone to feel like that, that, oh, someone else did something bad and I don't care. No, I have to feel that I'm dependent on this. Right? And this is why we have to create some sort of punishment or realization, not to really punish, but have something where everyone will feel that it belongs to everyone. I have a request. Put your hands down. We're finishing our lesson. You have to write all these things down about studying together. What does it mean to study together? What does it mean to keeping order together? What does it mean that everyone is responsible? I'm responsible for everyone, and everyone is responsible for me. In our school, and that's called Arvut, mutual guarantee. How do we make sure that all our friends know the material that we're studying? How do we make sure that everyone, all my friends, everyone's participating? How do we make sure that, what do we do when we see that children, some children are not participating in the lesson? For example, there at the back we have some children, some boys that are causing trouble. So I'm not going to accept them in the school because they're not giving a good example. But if this happens in the school, how do we take care of them? No, don't tell me, write it down. Everyone will write this down at home. So, how do we create a set of rules in the school of Kabbalists? The boys that are sitting over there at the back think that they belong to this, but they don't. I don't see any participation there. So, how will we do this? How will we take care of them? Let's say they come to the lesson next time. What will we do to them? Write this down and we'll talk about it. We'll make a decision. What? There's something else that we talked about last week. We talked about whether we can rest during the day. Yes, maybe. But this is a group. A group that participates in this has to make a decision. No, I'm sorry, we are finishing, and I'm truly asking you to take my email from Gilad, and each of you will write in a nice, organized manner whatever he or she wants, okay? And now, next time, we will talk about the set of rules again, the code of conduct. It's the most important thing. And about the court. The school is a place of arvut, a mutual guarantee. Write the code of conduct, the set of rules for arvut. Because you are guarantors of each other, okay? And song.
Yeah. איפה הם אלם של
יש, יש, יש.
יש לנו שיעור, אצלנו זה שיפור, ללמוד ולפתוח את הלב ואת המוח.
שיעור שכולו שמחה, עם משחקים, תיאטרון ושירה.